Welcome back to the Autist Podcast in Nigeria, the What's the Ish Podcast. I'm your host, Samuel Akiremi, and today we're spicing up our talk with some portable level of honesty. So grab your seats and let's, you know, dive into today's itch. Today's topic is well tied to the unkind generation. Yes, this generation is the unkind generation. So I don't want to hear anything like Gen Z or Generation X. We are the unkind generation. So, you know, we live in a world where people are more likely to give you flowers for your ignorance than hand you a life vest of advice, which is unkind. It's like we are all on this massive ship called life. And instead of helping each other stay clear of icebergs so that we don't end up like the Titanic, we just let people walk into fire. We let them drown in their own ignorance or stupidity. So it's based on this belief that, okay, people learn from their mistakes. But do we really have to fall to grow? No, we don't. So I believe it's just inhuman and unkind. Basically, we live in a world where people indulge in inadequacies or keep mute in situations where they should project or, if necessary, refer you to a mental asylum. A lot of people should be there. Aro, for example, I make these recommendations to some of my friends and they take offense and I get sticks for it, unfortunately. But seriously, why is it that when you try to, you know, drop some wisdom on your friend, they act like you just stole something from them? You know, back in the day, we had euphemism. Literature students probably know this a lot. And this is not to question the intelligence of the other listeners that are not our students. Anyways, back to it. We had euphemism. Instead of saying, you're mad, you can just say you're not all right up there. It makes it sound light, even though it delivers the same information. But now, it's like we've abandoned the dance of words and embraced silence. You know, if you try to be the voice of reason, you get labeled as talkative or guard truth. You know, I get this a lot. And unfortunately, as much as I don't like to offend, I don't like to pretend. So I call a spade, and I call it oh, a ho. And that one right there, if the shoe fits, you know you should wear it. Be my Cinderella. So you're probably wondering what triggered Sambo. No, I wasn't triggered. I just saw an interesting piece on someone's status, you know, what you guys would call meme. Yes, that's what it's called. But some of us call it meme. And like I always say, this is not an attempt to ridicule your intelligence. So back to it. So it went this way. Don't ask people why they look tired. What if that's how they look? Immediately I saw that, I felt disgusted. I was like, oh yeah, that's a nice topic. That's a nice podcast topic. No, I was like, wait, what? No, it sounded to me like, don't tell people they'll fall off the cliff because they might just have superpowers. I was wowed. No, I've never seen something so annoying in my life before. You know, what is wrong with showing concern? Why is it wrong to show that you care about someone? What is wrong with telling it how it is? You know, I believe someone else could have said, you look like shit. I once said that to a friend and she was pissed for weeks. She even told my other friends about it. And to me, it was just a friendly fire. It was just a joke. It didn't end well. But then that was a joke, but she took it out of, you know, proportion. But then, yes. Why am I saying, but then what's going on, Samuel? But now, people don't even do that. People don't say you look like shit. They won't say anything. They'd rather just keep quiet. You know, no one wants to be in the line of fire because most times you don't know how the other person would react. Like, this is my friend in this situation. I meant it as a joke and she knew it was a joke, but then she took it out of proportion. So now, that is one of the reasons people just keep quiet, because they don't know how the other person will react. So these days it's more like, let them figure it out when they hit the rock bottom. That, I say to you, my friend, is unkind, and it's worse than telling the people the brutal truth. It's inhuman. Seriously, why are we scared of speaking the truth? It's not about tearing each other down. It's about helping each other climb the mountain of life without tripping on every stone. You don't have to fall to grow. That is the whole essence of this episode. You don't have to fall to grow. You know, I understand that if you dare to be the voice of reason or show some emotional intelligence, you are labeled as insensitive. So, How does that affect you? Because people call you certain words that don't relate to your person. How does that affect you? Just be honest. You know, let's be persistent in the art of calling a spade instead of watching people drown in their own ignorance. You know, and it's essential to make this clear. I'm not advocating for brutal honesty without a form of reasonable filter, because there are actually stupid people that will just be honest without even mincing their words. You know, we are living in, you know, we are not living in the era where we say humans are shit. No, we can still be kind, compassionate and emotionally intelligent while calling out inadequacies we see in people. All we need to do is learn how to be that friend who says, hey, your life choices are a bit dumb right now, and I care enough to say something. You know, my friends, for example, I have friends that like smoke, and I always tell them I don't like it and it's not fine, but then they're still my friends. But then that, why do I keep saying but then? Come on, Sambo. So I'm not going to cut that. So it's, you just have to say something. Just learn to say something. It's like being a superhero armed with kindness and a cape of, you know, empathy. A lot of people don't have that cape of empathy. That's the sad part. And that is why they are always, you know, brutal while being honest. You know, you feel correct person with sense for real. Okay, maybe I shouldn't have used dumb, but you get the gist. Anyways, my lovely listeners, let's break free from the shackles of silence. Let's embrace the power of kind truth-telling, because in the end, it's not about tearing each other down. It's about helping each other build a stairway to success, or at least a better and less rocky path. In conclusion, let's bring back the balance. Let's be kind, compassionate, and keep it real, because if we don't, we will. Until next time, this is Samuel signing off. What's the age? Stay real, still Ninja. And remember, now you be the chairman of your own matter. We just did try to help. See you next time. I'm Samuel Akiremi. Don't forget to tell a friend, the City Boys are back up.